In this bulletin, the cap on international travel and border closures on the National Cabinet agenda today. Victoria's COVID-19 death toll rises by 59, with most of the fatalities occurring in aged care. And in sport, Australia's Alex de Minaur prevails at the US Tennis Open in New York. With lads from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. The federal government is warning any potential increase in Australians returning from overseas needs to be managed carefully to avoid further COVID-19 outbreaks. National Cabinet is expected to assess international arrival figures today and also assess border controls in place to stop the interstate spread of coronavirus. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says states and territories control their hotel quarantine numbers and they need to be careful to avoid Victoria's situation.
As a Victorian, it's quite depressing. Fortunately, the virus numbers are coming down, and I hope they continue to come down and hope we can get back, because there was a failure in the quarantining system, and then the tracing and testing capacity was not up to scratch.
Australia's international travel ban has been extended for another 3 months. The opposition's Richard Marle says agreement over border closures is the responsibility of the federal government.
We don't need government by whinging, we need government by leadership. And Scott Morrison is failing that. A cabinet of by any name should be led by its leader, who should then bring people along with them.
Victoria has identified another 81 new COVID-19 cases today and recorded 59 new deaths. The further deaths have increased the state toll to 650, but some of the fatalities are from July. The state's health department says 50 deaths are earlier fatalities from the aged care sector. The national coronavirus death count now stands at 737. In New South Wales, 8 new coronavirus cases have been reported overnight after 23,000 tests were done yesterday. Health authorities say 7 of the 8 cases are locally acquired or linked to known COVID-19 clusters. Officials say community transmission is ongoing in New South Wales, and they are urging anyone who feels sick to get tested early. Queensland has not recorded any new coronavirus cases, but still has 25 active COVID-19 cases in their state. There has been more than 13,000 tests conducted in the past 24 hours, with health authorities saying the pandemic is being controlled. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she won't be intimidated by criticism over her state's border closures.
And my focus has always been, as a country, we should be focused on the risk areas, and that is Victoria and New South Wales. And we should be putting all of our energies into that.
Crews have rescued a man from a capsized livestock ship and reportedly found another person floating in the water off Japan. The cargo ship was carrying cattle from New Zealand and crew when it encountered stormy weather in the East China Sea. On Wednesday, Typhoon Maysak was heading towards the Korean Peninsula, creating storm winds and rough seas. The Australian Livestock Exporters Council's Mark Harvey Sutton says the event is a tragedy and hope is fading.
We need to see this for what it is. It's a maritime tragedy, and it's an extremely rare event. I think if people are using this opportunity to sprout their views opposing the trade, I'd suggest that they keep that for another time. There are families affected here, and they're our immediate concern.
In sport, Austrian tennis star Dominic Thiem has defeated India's Sumit Nagal to book a spot in the third round of the US Open. On Tuesday, Nagal was the first Indian in 7 years to win a singles match at Flushing Meadows. Australian Alex de Minaur is also into the third round. He's defeated Frenchman Richard Gasquet. In the women's singles, unseeded Bulgarian Svetlana Peronkova has beaten Garbiñe Muguruza from Spain in the second round. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a possible light shower and a top of 21 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two developing and 17 degrees. Melbourne, a late shower or two and 17. Hobart, a late shower or two and 15. Canberra, partly cloudy and 17. Wollongong, a shower or two and 21. Sydney, a shower or two and 23. Newcastle, a late shower or two and 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 25. Cairns, a possible shower and 29. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Sunila Wasti. This is SBS News.